Clerk, please call item 3.
Item 3, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to reallocate community development block grant funds to the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture in an amount of $245,790 for the renovation of the Sheridan Park Pavilion.
Good morning, Mr. Manthey.
Good morning.
Please go ahead and introduce this item.
Sure.
Madam Chair, if you could ask.
Yeah, I've got the comment. Yeah, we will...
Afterwards.
Okay. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors. So we're here looking for a reallocation for a parks project. If you remember last September, we took our recommendations to this committee for CDBG funds. We recommended 7 non-public service projects. This Parks Department project for Sheridan Park was recommended. Based on our competitive scoring, it did score 7th. We had 60,000 left based on where we were, so that's what we funded them at. We since had some reallocated funds. A couple of large housing projects did not come to fruition, so we have some money to reallocate. How we generally do that is we announce the public hearing, then we take our recommendations back to this committee. Since the Parks project did score in order, we would like to fully fund their ask. Their ask was, I believe, $312,000. We now have the funds to do that. We're excited about it. As you all know, with some of our jurisdictional struggles in the past, this is pretty much the only Parks project we can fund. So we're happy to partner with the Parks Department on this project.
Thank you. This is a public hearing, so are there any comments from the public? Second time, are there any public comments? Third, final time, any public comments? All right, committee members, any comments or questions? All right, Madam Clerk. Supervisor Johnson.
I don't have any comments. Are you going to ask for the adoption of the resolution?
Yes, we do need a motion. Thank you.
I move to adopt the resolution.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want clarification from the administrator on the projects that were canceled to support this project.
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, the two largest ones, there was an affordable housing project in Shorewood that a developer was attempting to do that did not come to fruition, as well as the Marion Center project in St. Francis was another $100,000 that did not occur.
Gotcha. Thank you, Madam Chair. That's all. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I have a question.
Supervisor Mayo.
Even though you stated that you want to fully fund this project, why did you pick this particular project fully funded? Wasn't there other projects down the line that we could have went to? And even though you qualified and said that this is not low moderate income, I thought any park within Milwaukee County is qualified for a block grant because everybody used that facility, because that's how you went through some other programs and said if you use the program, if the people live in the park, I mean in the area, or if they go to use that facility, it can qualify. So I'm curious about that.
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo. This is actually the only park that's in a low to moderate area. So we have to look at area benefit when we look at each individual park, and this is really the only one based on census tract information that is in a low to moderate income area. So it is the only one that we can fund.
Within the suburbs?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. And we cannot fund any of the park projects in the city. Supervisor, jurisdiction.
Oh, so are you brown nosing? Oh, okay, I understand. No, I can't vote for it. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to pass the gravel. gravel.
I'm going to say gravel real quick.
If you don't talk, we'll pass it.
I'm going to pass the gravel. No, I won't spend a lot of time, but given Supervisor Mayo's comments, I did actually bring a picture of the
original
pavilion, and this pavilion is in very, very difficult shape. It was boarded up for a while. The windows have been replaced, but it continues to be almost unusable. And because this is a lakefront park, Sheridan Park, by the way, is experiencing the centennial this year.
Oh.
It is receiving some attention. There's no question about that. I've been an advocate for this park for a long time. But that being said, Because this is a lakefront park, the picnic area is used every weekend, and the Parks Department could raise quite a bit of money by having this pavilion equipped with a usable interior on that pavilion for indoor showers, wedding showers, that kind of thing, which right now they cannot do. So I think this is good for Milwaukee County. It'll bring in revenue. I predict this could bring in the kind of revenue that we actually realize by doing beer gardens, because it is such a desirable area to do picnics. So I do think, while this is certainly good for Cudahy, and sometimes we forget the suburban areas, there are many suburban areas that are in a very depressed economy, including Cudahy and St. Francis, two areas of my district that the entire city is qualified for block grants. So, and the county does block grants for these suburban areas. The city of Milwaukee does its own block grant funding. So I think this is really a good thing for Milwaukee County, and I do hope committee members will support it. Supervisor Johnson, and then Supervisor.
I was going to say, am I the chair?
Chairman.
Okay, I passed the gavel. Thank you. I apologize, everyone.
Any other supervisors have comments? Supervisor Willie Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When will this project be initiated and completed?
Administrator?
The design process has already begun, utilizing the 60 plus thousand that was already allocated to the project. I believe that they're going to be ready to bid at the beginning of April. So it's moving really quickly. It is what I'd like to call shovel ready, which helps us with our timeliness deadlines with HUD. So it's another added benefit of the project.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfgang. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Supervisor Khalif Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are there any other parks within Milwaukee County that qualify beyond Sheridan Park?
Sure, Madam Chair, Supervisor, I do not believe so. We will double check that, but I believe this is the only one that's in a low to moderate area.
Okay. And the City of Milwaukee, with their CDBG funds, are you aware if they intend on allocating any of those funds to parks?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I'm not aware of that at this point.
Is it possible you could follow up for me?
Sure. I'm not sure when they will start their next process. It might be June or so when they start recommending projects.
Is it common? Historically, has CDBG allocated money towards parks?
I don't believe so.
To allocate CDBG money towards a park, this practice that we're voting on today?
Well, Madam Chair, Supervisors, we had in the past as a county spent CDBG funds in the City of Milwaukee and parks in the past, but it's not an allowable expense, but it had been practiced.
Hypothetically, what other possible options could there be besides this one?
For projects that we could fund with these funds? We'd have to go look back and look which projects did not. At least all the applications we got this round would have qualified. They were eligible, but we really wanted to stick to our competitive scoring process. And the big thing, like Gene mentioned, is a timeliness issue. $200,000 is a lot of money to get out the door, so we're really looking for a shovel-ready project. A lot of other projects that we had not funded were not shovel-ready, and we really like these funds to be spent by fall. So that's really why we stuck with this one.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And a little bit of background. The City of Milwaukee did use community development block grant funds to build Moody Pool at the time and then transferred ownership to the county. Supervisor Michael Mayo, then I'll jump to Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, David. Chairman David Cohen. Bowen. I said Bowen. Let's make it right. I thought I said Cohen for a second.
It's Monday, right?
He said Bowen.
At least you didn't say Rainey.
Right. All right, here we go. But as to do a little correction, even though they used block grant, reason why the City of Milwaukee used their money for Moody Pool, they tore down the 16th Natatorium, also the 4th and North 4th and Michigan Natatorium. That's the reason why they made those two at Pulaski and also at Moody Park. Mm. And that was a deal with the residents of the who lived on 17th and North Avenue. But the reason why I jumped in, all joking aside, I think it's worthwhile, even though I didn't know who the district was. I just wanted to know exactly what was there any other project and how you came to that. Because in the past, City of Milwaukee Parks Department have not applied to the City of Milwaukee for the block grant, and we are always trying to encourage them to do that.
That's true.
Since we all keep using the money first within Milwaukee County and at parks, so we try to help everyone. And so now we have our hands strained, other things we're doing right now. I think this is a worthwhile project, even though it's a centennial. I think people that use this park is not only in the Cudahy area, it goes all over the Milwaukee County. So it's helping everybody. And I will be supporting it, even though it is in Supervisor Jersey's area.
Anything else, Supervisor Mayo?
No problem.
Supervisor Taylor.
Well, I'm inclined to vote no because it's in Supervisor Jersey's district also. But when's the last time that it was actually, it's not in use now, the pavilion, or is it in use now?
Supervisor Jersey.
It gets very limited use. They can't do anything that needs a kitchen or you know, air conditioning or electrical facilities. If it's just, you know, a shelter for rain, they can use it for that. And the community does use it as the city of Cudahy and the rec department runs it. For example, just 2 weeks ago they did a snowshoe race with that pavilion as kind of the, you know, center for getting your applications and things like that. But it does have limited use because of the very poor condition of the interior.
How old is the building itself?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I believe 1959 it was constructed, and there really haven't been any major improvements for over 50 years. And one of the other things they're going to be able to do is make it completely accessible, which is a good thing, too.
ADA. Yes. ADA. What's basically a whole rehab inside? Is that
interior and exterior?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Supervisor Taylor. Any other supervisors? Okay. Madam Clerk, feel free to call the roll.
On the motion to recommend adoption, Supervisor Jersey.
Aye.
Supervisor Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you. Pass the gavel back.
Thank you, everyone. Madam Clerk, please call item 4.